Yeah.
All right, Bulldog baseball fans, we're back at it. It's going to be Claxton, the pitcher for the Bulldogs for the second game. First pitch from Claxton is going to be a called strike. Dale up to bat for the Tigers in the top of the first. Dale gets a hold of it, sends it to center field. CJ pointing it out, running towards it. It's going to fall fair. Looks like maybe Collier lost it in the sun a little bit. Ran towards it and couldn't quite find it. So that's going to be a leadoff single for the Tigers. So we're on first for May, top of the first inning. Claxton pitching for the Bulldogs, facing Dice. Ball one. One oh count, top of the first. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Dice hits it to third. Santos gets it, and they're going to call a ball. Sorry, I had a little trouble with my deal. 1-0 count. There's a runner on second now with the balk. So, sorry, 1-1 count. Called strike two. All right, after the balk, it's 1-2 count. Runner on second. Top of the first inning. No scores, no out. Here's the pitch from Claxton inside. Ooh, they're going to say ball. Got to put it 2-2. Claxton gets the 2-2 pitch. Swing hit by Stice. Pena runs to shortstop, grabs it. That'll be out number one. Pena, the pitcher for the first game for the Bulldogs, moves over to shortstop where Claxton was playing. Claxton, pitcher for the second game. One out, top of the first inning, runner on second. There's pitch from Claxton against the lefty Hester inside the ball. There's the pitch. This one's going to be outside for a ball. It's a 2-0 count. One out. Top of the first inning. No runs have scored. Tigers have a runner on second. There's the pitch from Claxton. Hit down the first base line. Claxton picks. Oh, bobbles the ball. Had it right there. Just one of those balls right down the first base line. The runner was coming right up on him. Bobbled it a little bit. Runner was able to get by, so it's going to be a single. So now the Tigers will have runners on the corners. One out. Top of the first inning. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Throws it to second. Bulldog's going to throw out. Great play from the Bulldog. Hester tried to steal. Castillo jetted that ball over. So now two outs. There's the pitch. Dice hits foul ball high. One more count. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Swing down the third base line. Bobbled ball. The ball hit to Santos at third. Again, just kind of struggled picking the ball up and throwing it. So the Tigers are going to score a run on it on the single. The two mistakes by the Bulldogs has extended this inning. Bulldogs looking to limit the damage here. Swing and a miss, strike one. Oh-one count, runner on first, two outs. Outside. 1-1. Here's the pitch from Claxton. High. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Maybe a little bit low for another ball. So now Claxton finds himself in the 3-1 count. Runner on first. Two outs. Top of the first inning. Bulldogs trailing 1-0 here early. There's pitch from Claxton. Swing. It's going to be hit to shortstop. Payne calls everybody off. Catches it. That'll end the first inning. So heading into the bottom of the first, Bulldogs down 1-0 off of a couple little mistakes, errors by some fielding choices. But two mistakes in one inning and you're only down 1-0. You're doing okay. So looking to come back at the top, bottom of the first and make a run. I want to say thanks to the sponsors who support this broadcast. It'll be Bell, Seifert, and Steele Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, and Ira Baptist Church. Pitcher for the Tigers. This go around. Pena is going to be the first batter up for Ira. Bulldogs down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning with the first batter, Pena. Here's pitch from Dale. It's going to be inside for a ball. Pena's at the plate, Claxton's on the deck, and Castillo's in the hole. 1-0 count. Inside, this one's going to hit Pena. So Jaron able to get on base in the first inning. Claxton, the pitcher for the Bulldogs this game, up to bat. Bulldogs won the first game, 10-0. Looking to close out the series here, but need to score some runs. Here's the pitch. Three low for ball. first. No outs. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs down 1-0. There's the pitch. Pena gets it. Hits it down the first base line. It's going to be a single for Pena. Claxton's going to round second and get to third. May's going to throw it over, which means Pena's actually going to be able to get a double out of it. So, Jaron hits it out to right field. Right fielder tried to throw it to third. He got it over there, but Claxton stood up safe, and that allowed Jaron to round first and get to second. So now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third with no outs in the bottom of the first. Outside, ball one. The batter is Castillo. Hernandez on the deck, Coy in the hole. Here's a one pitch. It's going to be inside. Ball two. There's pitch outside for ball three. Castillo doing a great job of forcing Dale to pitch to him. Here's the 3-0 pitch. It's going to be high for a ball four. So three runners up. Bulldogs get all three on base. It's just going to send Hernandez to the plate with the bases loaded. Bulldogs down 1-0, but they have no outs in the bottom of the first inning. And somebody is standing on every base. Dale. And see Jaron taking a big lead at third. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside for ball. Bulldog hitters being patient, making Dale pitch to them. 1-0 count, top of the first. No out. Bulldog's down 1-0, but they've got runners on them all. Here's the pitch. Low. So that's ball two. Here's a pitch from Dale. Ball gets past the catcher. Bulldog's going to stay. That's going to be a 3-0 count. For Hernandez. Base is loaded. Dale has to throw a strike here. It's going to be a run. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball four. So two consecutive walks by Dale sends Pena in. So the Bulldogs have now tied the game 1-1, bottom of the first inning. Coy is going to be the batter up for Ira with Juarez on deck and Forey in the hole. Still, bases loaded as Christian steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch. Strike one called. A one count. Here's the pitch. Ooh, they're going to say that touched the outside corner for a called strike two. Christian finds himself behind the count 0-2, but runners on all bases. Bottom of the first. 1-1 game. Here's pitch. Christian gets it. It's going to be a pop fly. Foul ball. The catcher drops it. Woo! Great break for the Bulldogs there. The catcher ran over. Didn't throw his mask off. Maybe that was it, or the catcher glove is hard to catch those with. Drops the foul ball, so Christian stays alive. 0-2 count. Bottom of the first. No outs. Bases loaded. Game is tied, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Coy gets it, hits it to left field. It's going far. Left fielder jumps and gets over his head. Bulldogs are going to score one. They're going to score two. They're going to score three. A double by the freshman Christian Coy. Scored three runs, so now the Bulldogs lead 4-1 in the bottom of the first inning, and they still do not have an out as Juarez steps up to the plate with a runner on second. Here's the pitch. Low, ball one. One oh count for Juarez. Here's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. Now 1-1 count. Forey on deck. Collier in the hole for the Bulldogs. Still no out. Here in the bottom of the first. So there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So now a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Going to be outside ball. Senior Juarez has battled his way back to an even count 2-2. No out for Ira. Bottom of the first. Bulldogs leading 4-1 with a runner on second. There's the pitch. Going to be right down the pipe for a called strike three. So the first out for the Bulldogs comes from their number six hitter. And the senior Corey is going to step up for Ira. Coy on second for the Bulldogs. One out, top of the first inning. Ira leading 4-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a hit from Corey, who throws it to third to get Coy. But it's not a force. Mistake by the Tigers. The third baseman wasn't paying attention, thought it was a force. It wasn't, so Christian was able to run to third. The third baseman tagged the base, not the runner. Christian's going to be safe, and Forey is going to be safe at first. So now the Bulldogs have runners on the corner, one out, in the bottom of the first inning, leading 4-1. Dale throws it over to check the lead on Forey. Collier up to bat for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch before he takes off. The ball. And a stolen base. Now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third. One out. Off the bottom of the first inning, leading 4-1. 4-1, Ira, bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Collier gets it, fouls it off to the right side. Now it's a 1-1 count for the Bulldogs. Collier on the plate. Santos on deck. There's the pitch. Going to be called strike two. So 1-2 count, one out. Runners on first and second for Ira. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 4-1. Here's the swing and a hack. It's going to be a foul ball. The 1-2 count still, one out. Bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs have runners on second and third, leading 4-1. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball. Puts the count at 2-2. Runners on second and third. One out. Here's pitch from Dale. It's going to go behind Collier. Great effort by the catcher to not let that get behind him. So that'll be a full count for CJ. Again, Santos on deck. Pena in the hole. Pena the leadoff runner for the Bulldogs. So get on base and they can bat through the order. It's going to be a ball. So Collier able to work his way to get a walk. Now the bases are loaded again for the Bulldogs as Santos steps up to the plate. Here's it from Dale. It's going to be low. Ball gets behind the catcher. The 1-0 count for Santos. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs have the bases loaded. Leading 4-1, wanting to extend that lead here. Here's the pitch. Going to be outside. Ball two. Here's the pitch. Going to go over the head of Santos because he ducks. So ball three. 3-0 count. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 4-1. Gave up one run in the first inning, and the Bulldogs have been able to hit Dale here pretty hard. Here's the pitch. It's going to be ball four, which is going to walk in another run for the Bulldogs. So now Bulldogs leading 5-1, and it's going to be Pena who's up to bat for Ira, top of the order, and May's going to walk out and have a conversation with Dale and settle down. So I want to say thanks to the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Cypress and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We have a church that loves God and loves people. We believe that prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday at 11 a.m. And at Ira Church of God, you get to see the most handsome pastor in Ira, that's Rocky Alexander, every Sunday, 11 a.m. All right. Pena up that fourth Bulldogs with one out. Bases loaded. Bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs leading 5-1. Here's pitch from Dale. In the dirt, ball. And that's a 1-0 count. The Bulldog batters are being very patient. If they see a good pitch, they're swinging, but if not, they're waiting. Pena gets it, hits it to second base, and second baseman bobbles it. They're able to get Santos out. But not a double play, and the Bulldogs are able to have another runner score. So, Pena heads off and steals. And it was a ball on the pitch. So 1-0 count for Claxton. Bulldogs have runners on second and third. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Dale steps off the mound, gets reset. Bulldogs have Collier on third, who is a speedster. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low, gets by the catcher. A 2-0 count. Bulldogs leading 6-1 now with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Claxton with a 2-0 count. Now it's going to be a 2-1 count after a called strike. Two outs, bottom of the first, runners on second and third. Here's the pitch from Dale. Inside for a ball. So now, Aiden ahead in the count, 3-1. Dale's had struggles with command so far. I imagine they're going to force him to pitch a strike. Here's the pitch. It's going to be, I don't know if it nicked him or not, but that was ball four either way. So Aiden's going to take his base. And that's going to send Castillo up to bat with the bases loaded. Castillo batted earlier on in the inning, and he was walked. I was batting around the So Bulldogs have runners on first, second, and third. Two outs, bottom of the first inning, leading 6-1. There's the pitch to Castillo. Castillo hits it to right field. It's going to fall short as the right fielder gets by him. Castillo's going to have a double, and three runners are going to score for the Bulldogs. Stand-up double for Castillo. So now it's 9-1 in the bottom of the first inning, two outs, and they're going to do a courtesy runner for Castillo. Evan Davis going to come in as a courtesy runner for the Bulldogs to spell Castillo, the catcher. Hernandez, the batter for the Bulldogs. There's a pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 count, two outs. Bulldogs leading 9-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Hernandez, the batter, with a 1-0 count. There's pitch. Called strike. There's pitch. It's going to be high for another ball. Now Hernandez with 2-1 count. Runner on second. Here's pitch. It's going to hit Hernandez. He will take his base. It's going to bring Coy back up to bat. Earlier in the inning, Coy hit a double to the left fielder, or left field, right in between the shortstop and the third baseman. The Bulldogs had runners on first and second, two outs, bottom of the first inning, leading 9-1. Dale steps off the base to kind of reset as Coy steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside for all. One-oh count, two outs. Christian gets it, hits it to left field. It's going to fall. Left fielder picks it up. Bulldogs going to score one run. They send one to third. So it'll be a stand-up double for Coy. Now the Bulldogs take a 10-1 lead in the bottom of the first inning with two outs. They've got runners on second and third. It's going to be the senior, Juarez, who's up to bat. Here's the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Corey on deck for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Ball two. 2-0 count. Bottom of the first inning. Two outs. Bulldogs have runners on second and third, leading 10-1. Here's pitch. Low for ball three. So Juarez way ahead in the count. 3-0. Two outs. Imagine the senior's just going to sit back and force Dale to pitch strike. Here's pitch. It's going to be inside and low for ball four. So Juarez is going to take his base, which will mean Bulldogs have the bases loaded. And Caden Forey, the senior, steps up to the plate. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 10-1, but with runners in scoring position, looking to extend the lead here. Here's a pitch from Dale. It's going to hit Forey, which means the Bulldogs are going to score another run. Hernandez is going to jog into home. Now the Bulldogs take an 11-1 lead with two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs gave up one run in the top of the first, and then seems like they were upset about it. So they have come out swinging the bat. Well, really not swinging the bat, just having really good, solid at-bat, forcing Dale to pitch. By my count, that's his 52nd pitch of the game, and it's the bottom of the first inning. Base is loaded. Collier steps up to the plate for the Bulldogs. It's going to be low. Ball one. in May. Going to walk out and talk to Dale again. The May coach is going to walk out and talk to Dale, the pitcher, again. Looks like he's going to sub the pitcher out. So, Sider's going to get the ball. Let me throw you on pause for just a second. I'll get my stuff set back up, and then I'll walk you through May going with a pitching change here in the bottom of the first inning as Ira takes an 11-1 lead. All right, it's going to be number 12 Sider as the relief pitcher for May. Good news for the Bulldogs, able to force the first pitcher out of the game once they thanks to the sponsors who support this broadcast. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad buffet. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Sider iron and metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car body. On-site cleanup is available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Scriptural pipe and rods available. Locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCallum Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. If you've never seen her work, go check out S. McCallum Photography on Facebook. And our last sponsor is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbciira.com for more information or visit Ira Baptist Church on Facebook or Instagram. Bulldogs have the bases loaded. Two outs in the bottom of the first. A 1-0 count here. Fort Collier, the batter. Santos is on deck, and then Pena is in the hole. Pena's already batted twice this inning, and so if the Bulldogs can get some hits off of Snyder, then they will have batted around again. All right. DJ's going to step up to the plate. It's a 1-0 count with a new pitcher. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the first inning. There's the pitch. It's the ball. Ball two, 2-0 count. There's a called strike. It's a 2-1 count for TJ. Ball, low and away. So again, Bulldogs have the bases loaded, leading 11-1 with 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning, Collier up to bat with a 3-1 count. Here's pitch three. Outside and high for ball four. So that's going to walk another run in for the Bulldogs. Coy touches home plate and scores. Collier walks, and so Santos, for the second time, is going to come up to the plate. And Pena's on deck. If Pena bats, it'll be his third time to bat in this inning. Steven first at bat, he was walked. Here's the pitch. All right, down the hole for strike one. A 1 count, 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning, Bulldog leading 12-1 now. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. That's a 1-1 count. Two outs, bottom of the first. Bases loaded for Santos. Here's pitch. Low. Ball again. Yeah, 2-1 count. There's the pitch. Nick the outside corner for a called strike. So now Steven finds himself in a 2-2 count with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 12-1, and they've got the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Steven fouls it off. there on the first base line. Two-two count, two out, bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 12-1, even at bat. There's pitch, swing and a foul ball. Count remains the same, bottom of the first inning. Two outs, bases loaded, even with a 2-2 count. Here's pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So after one inning, Bulldogs bat through the order two times and take a 12-1 lead as they head to the top of the second. Baseball fans, Claxton back on the mound for Ira. Lusk going to be the batter for the Tigers. Bulldogs with a 12-1 lead in the top of the second inning. All right, Claxton gets set on the mound, and here's the pitch. Three low and away for ball. One oh count. Here's pitch. Swing and a strike. A 1-1 count. Top of the second inning. No out. Low. That will be a ball. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It's going to get behind Castillo, but bounces right back to him. So now, Claxton behind in the count 3-1. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Oh, I guess they're going to say that was a touch high for ball four. The leadoff runner gets the first, which is what happened in the first inning. Bulldogs gave up one run in the first inning, but then they came back and scored 12. But looking to get some outs here. Here's the pitch. Low and away for a ball. Here's pitch from Claxton. Still going to be a ball away. So now it's a 2-0 count, Aiden behind. Tigers have runner on first. No out, top of the second inning. There's the pitch. It's going to be way high for a ball three. It's 3-0. Aiden way behind in the count. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. That's the way to come back. Now it's 3-1. Runner on first for the Tigers. No out. Called strike two. Here's the Now it's a full count. Gets behind Castillo, but it's ball four, so that's going to advance the runners. Now, two walks back-to-back. Bulldogs or the Tigers have runners on first and second. Derek's going to come up to bat for the Tigers. Coach Goodwin calls timeout. Going to go talk to his infield here in just a second. We'll take a break here for just a second while Coach Goodwin has a heart-to-heart with the infield. All right, meeting's over. Coach Goodwin walks back. Had a good chat with the infield. Claxton's got the ball now. 0-0 is the count. No outs. Top of the second inning. Tigers have runners on first and second after two walks, and there's the strike one. Called strike two. This one's going to be popped up. Claxton calls everybody off, gets under it, catches it, and that'll be out number one. Now the bull, Kessler going to come up to bat for the Tigers. One out, top of the second inning. Runners on first and second. It's Claxton pitching for the Bulldogs. Here's it. Low ball one. Claxton gets set. There's the swing. It's going to be hit down the third base line. Santos gets it, touches third. Going to throw it over to Coy. Coy had to get pulled from the bag, but the lead runner was out. So, two outs now. The lead runner was out for the Tigers. They have runners on first and second now. Top of the second inning, Bulldogs leading 12-1. Here's pitch from Claxton. Swing. It's going to be hit high, far to the left side. Going to fall foul. There's a guy on a phone over there that just about got obliterated.
Really?
Yeah. 0-1 is the count. There's pitch swing. This one's going to be hit to short right field. Hernandez and Forey knock each other and fall. So an error there by the Bulldogs is going to allow one run to come in. Hernandez and Forey just kind of ran into each other. And that'll have runners on the corners for the Tigers. It'll be Dyke for the Tigers up to bat. Two outs, top of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 12-2. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here's pitch. So he's fouled back behind. Runner still on the corners. Castillo threw out a runner stealing earlier, so I don't think the Tigers are going to send anybody. 0-2 is the count. Two outs. Top of the second inning. Tigers have runners on the corners. Could clash himself the batter where he wants him. Here's it. Outside ball. Here's the pitch. It's going to be over the head of Shy for a ball. So now the count's 2-2. 2-2, two outs in the top of the second inning. Runners on the corners for the Tigers. There's the pitch. Shy gets it, hits it. It's a pop fly on the infield. Claxton calls everybody away, catches it, and that'll be out number three. So with that, we're going to head to the top of the third. Ira leading 12-2. Jaron Pena batting for the Bulldogs, coming at the top of the order. He's already batted twice this game so far. He is 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch and hit a single earlier. Bottom of the second inning, Ira leading 12-2. Tiger pitching for the Tigers. There's a swing. Pena hits it to left field. It's going to be high. He drops it. The left fielder drops the ball. It was in his glove. I thought he had it, and then it just bounced out and fell. They're going to say he didn't catch it. One of those in-and-out deals. So Pena, the leadoff batter on first. The May coach is going to walk out and go talk and see if that wasn't an out. They're saying he caught it and then dropped it when he was trying to throw. One of those deals in six-man. It's hard to change these because there's not replay. Bulldogs, we don't really want to change. Claxton's going to be at the plate. The umps are going to go ahead and gather up and talk. So we'll see what happens here. It would be a close one. It looked like it was in his glove, and it bounced out. We'll see what happens here as they gather together, and they're having a good discussion about it. Still talking about it. Again, it was in his glove for a good bit, but then they dropped it and called him safe. So about the signal. They're going to stay safe and leave it. May coach is not happy about it, but I'm not going to complain. So now the Bulldogs have a runner on first, no out, bottom of the second inning. Claxton, the pitcher for the Bulldogs this game, is going to be up to bat. Claxton is 1-1 for the night. He's batted twice. He was walked in his last at bat, and he hit a double in his first. There's the pitch. This one almost hits him again, or hits him. Inside. 1-0 count. Here's pitch. Claxton gets it, hits it to right field. Right fielder's going to run underneath it, catches it. Pena's going to run and tag up. So one out. One out for the Bulldogs. Claxton trying to hit it to right field. That's going to put Castillo up to plate. Pena still on first for Ira. Hernandez on deck. Coy in the hole. Snyder gets it, throws it over to first. Check Pena. Here's a pitch from Snyder. Castillo gets it, hits it to left field. It's going to fall fair. It'll be a single. Runners on first and second. It's Hernandez who steps up to the plate for the Bulldogs. Coy's on deck. Juarez is in the hole. Ira leading 12-2 in the bottom of the first inning. Bottom of the second inning with one out. Here's a pitch from Snyder. They're going to say that cuts the outside of the plate for strike one. Here's a pitch from Snyder. Hernandez gets it. Going to go into the gap in left field. Pena's got the green light to go. They're going to throw it, and he's going to stay at third. So now the bases are loaded, and it's going to be Coy who comes up to bat for the Bulldogs. Coy is 2-for-2 tonight. He's hit two doubles, both of them to left field. See if there's a way to get the stats on him. He's going to have several RBIs. Going to be low away for ball one. If I remember right, I think he has 6 RBIs. I think he's gone up there twice with the bases loaded. Here's it. Got to say it touched the outside. Called strike. So 1-1 count. No out. Bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 12-2, but they've got runners everywhere. There's it. Ooh, I gotta say that that's the outside of the plate too. One and two count. Here's it. Low ball. Christian's worked his way through a 2-2 count. Runners on every base. Juarez going to be on deck. Corey in the hole. Here's the swing. Coy gets it. Hits it to shallow center field. It's going to be caught. But Pena is going to be able to tag up and score. So another RBI for Coy. The other runners don't advance. It was shallow center field. Heads up play by Pena. Now the Bulldogs leading 13-2. They've got runners on first and second, and it'll be the senior Juarez up to bat. And they're going to do a pinch runner for Castillo, the catcher, or a courtesy runner, sorry. It'll be Evan Henson. Evan Davis will be the runner for the Bulldogs, taking the place of Castillo. Juarez steps up to the plate, bottom of the second, two outs, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Juarez. He wanted a piece of that one. Now he's got himself in an 0-2 count behind. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 13-2. But would like to extend that lead here a little bit. Here's pitch. Low ball. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Oh, they're going to say that touched the outside of the plate for a called strike three and out three. So after two, the Bulldogs are leading the Tigers 13-2 as we head to the top of the third inning. Mm-hmm. Steps up, gets the signal. Here's the pitch. I guess that one's high for a ball. Bulldogs leading 13-1 here in the top of the third inning. 13-2, sorry. High and away for ball two. Here's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be hit towards first base. Great fielding by Coy. It hit hard right to Christian Coy, who was able to step in front of it, fielded it perfectly, and get the out. So one out, top of the third inning. Ira leading 13-2 as Watkins steps up to the plate for the Tigers. Here's pitch from Claxton. Called, strike one. Here's pitch. And he's going to be hit by Claxton. So Watkins going to head to first. And Sider, the other pitcher, will be so that puts a runner on first for the Tigers. Sider 0-1. All right, here we go. One out, top of the third inning. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. Ball gets behind Castillo, and that's going to advance Watkins. So now the Tigers have a runner on second, 1-0 count, top of third inning, one out. Bulldogs going for the pickoff play, and Watkins went to third and stole. So now it's still a 1-0 count with one out, but the Tigers have a runner on first who was hit by a pitch. One pitch to go. So here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 count. Top of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 13-2 with one out. Tigers have a runner on third. There's the throw to third trying to catch the runner. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Claxton. Going to be high for a ball. 1-1 count. One out, runner on third. runner in the top of the third. There's a swing. Hits a fly ball. It's going to be in foul territory, but Coy's getting under it. Christian's able to catch it for out number two. Lusk up to bat. He was walked in the first at bat. Tigers have a runner on third. Claxton still pitching for the Bulldogs and doing really pretty well. Here's pitch. Oh, strike one. By my count, that's his 51st pitch, and he's almost through the third inning, hopefully, here. 0-1 count, two out. Swing and a miss, strike two. Here's pitch. Oh, going to be a touch high for ball. Here's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Out three. So after the top of the third inning, Bulldogs leading 13-2. CJ Collier on deck, Kevin Santos in the hole. Hunter Snyder still the pitcher for the Tigers. 13-2 is how much the Bulldogs are leading by. They scored 12 runs in the bottom of the first inning and one run in the last inning. Looking to extend their lead here. Corey is 1-for-1 on the night. He was hit by a pitch the last time up and then walked. And then hit a single, sorry, not walked. Here's pitch. Swing before he hits a fly ball. Snyder calls everybody away, and he's going to catch it out number one. That'll bring up CJ Collier. Santos will be on deck, and Pena at the top of the order will be in the hole. Bottom of the third inning, well, here's pitch. Called strike one there. A one count, wow. There's pitch. Swing, Collier hits it to left field. Center fielder dives and misses. Collier's going to have a single. Thought about turning it into a double. Glad he didn't. So, center fielder dove, missed the ball, but the left fielder covered for him. Kept CJ at first base instead of second, but the Bulldogs have a runner on as Santos steps up to the plate with Pena on deck. Here's pitch. Even fouls it off. Bulldogs leading 13-2 here in the bottom of the third inning with one out, runner on first base. And Collier is a speedster. Here's pitch. Ball.
One ball, one strike to the ninth.
One count, one out. Runner on first, bottom of the third. There's pitch outside for a ball. About 2-1. Collier forcing Snyder to pitch to him. Head in the count, one out. There's pitch to the way outside for a ball. That puts the count 3-1. CJ way ahead, or Keevan way ahead. CJ on first. Pena on deck. There's pitch. They're going to try to throw and call. Collier's able to steal. So it was a strike. But Collier's able to steal the base, so he's on second. Now you've got a full count for CJ. One out, runner on second. Here's pitch. Goes over the head of Keevan, so Keevan's able to run to first base. So now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second, and they get back to the top of the order for the fourth time tonight. It's going to be Pena at bat. He's 2-for-2. He was hit by a bat ball on the first at bat, and then he hit two singles since then. There's a hit to right field. Could have scored. CJ's getting to stay still. So now the Bulldogs with a single have the bases loaded. And it's going to be Claxton up to bat for the Bulldogs with Castillo on deck. One out. Bottom of the third. Bulldogs leading 13-2. Looking to extend it here. Here's pitch. Outside for ball. Here's the pitch. Ooh, I thought that was going to hit him. Way inside for a ball. Now it's a 2-1 count. One out, bases loaded for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the third inning. They're leading 13-2. Here's the pitch. Claxton gets it, hits it to right field deep. Right fielder's running, and he drops the ball. One Bulldog is going to score. Two Bulldogs, here they come. Rounding second, gets to the 50. To send two runners in for the Bulldogs, and a stand-up double for Pena. Now the Bulldogs extend their lead 15-2. They've got runners on second and third, and it's going to be Caden Castillo up to bat for the Bulldogs. Castillo walked in his first appearance, and he hit a double and a single. Here's the hit by Castillo towards the shortstop. Shortstop throws it to first, and an out, but an RBI for the Bulldogs. So 16-2, Bulldogs leading with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Hernandez, the junior, is going to step up to the plate. Coy's going to be on deck, and Juarez will be in the hole. Here's the pitch. Hernandez gets it, hits it, shortstop, throws it over to first for the out. So, after three, Bulldogs leading the Tigers 16-2. Claxton back pitching for the Bulldogs. I've got him at 54 pitches so far this game. Having a great game so far. Top of the fourth inning, only giving up two runs, and he's had plenty of support from the offense. 16-2 is the score. Outside, ball one. Here's pitch for Claxton. Called strike one, that's the outside corner. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Claxton. It's going to be low for a ball. Top of the fourth inning, no outs. 2-1 is the count here. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside and low for ball three. Now Aiden finds himself behind in the count, 3-1. It's going to be a foul ball. Full count now. No outs. Top of the fourth inning. Here's pitch from Claxton. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll send up the right fielder cutter for the Tigers. One out, top of the fourth inning. Here's pitch. Low, ball one. Here's pitch. Low, ball two. So now, behind in the count again, 2-0. One out, top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 16-2. Here's the pitch. Oh, that one was close. I say a little tall, so 3-0 count, way behind. Here's the pitch from Claxton, right down the pipe for a strike. There you go. 3-1 count, one out, top of the fourth inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Called strike two. So for the second time, Aiden got behind in the count and has worked his way to a 3-2 count. That's full count. Here's the pitch. Called! Strike three! Two outs now in the top of the fourth. Top of the fourth, Hayden seen two batters and retired them both. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit to shortstop. Pena gets it. Gets it over to first to Coy. Coy pulled off of the bag. So it'll be a single. I'm laughing because Jaren throws that ball so hard. I saw the May coach duck and dive. So that'll be a single for the Tigers. Runner on first. Two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 16-2. Aiden checking. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So Aiden gets ahead in the count early. That hasn't been the story this inning. So see what he can do with an 0-1 lead. Here's the pitch. It's going to be fouled down the third base line. Stankos runs, gets under it, and catches it for the third out in the inning. Hit off in foul territory, and Steven was able to run over into a pretty good run and a pretty ways back. Catch the ball. So Claxton faces four batters in the fourth inning, retires two of them, and gets help from Santos to head to the bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 16-2. Coy going to be the batter up for the Bulldogs. Sider still the pitcher for the Tigers. Bulldogs able to score 12 runs in the first, one run in the second, three runs in the third to give them a 16-2 lead over the Tigers. Boys at the plate, Juarez on deck, Corey in the hole. Here's the first pitch. Swing, gets it deep or shallow. Right field, and it's going to fall behind the shortstop for a single. There were three guys there, and they all were hit kind of right in it's the Bermuda Triangle. Juarez, the senior, up to bat for the Bulldogs. Runner on first, no outs. Bottom of the second inning, Ira leading 16-2. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Juarez up to plate, 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Dimitri way ahead in the count here.
All over the place here. I think all the fields have maximum. baseball, softball.
Here's the 2-0 pitch from Sider. Swing and a miss, strike. 2-1 is the count, no outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs leading 16-2. Coy on first. Bulldogs won the first game, looking to close it out here. Inside for ball. So Juarez ahead in the count, 3-1. Here, pitch, going to be high for a ball.
They had a snap over to first base, trying to get Coy, but that was ball four. The Coy will drive down to second.
Juarez walks, he's on first, Corey's on second. That's going to bring up the senior, Caden Forey. Collier batting behind him on deck, and Santos in the hole. No out, bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs leading 16-2. Before he gets it, hits it high into foul territory. First baseman runs over, catches it, so that's going to be out number one. So now there's one out for the Bulldogs. Collier's going to be up to bat. He did 1-for-1 tonight. He's batted, this is his fourth time. There's going to be called strike there. He has walked twice and singled at his last at-bat. 0-1 is the count. Here's the pitch. Swing, it's going to be hit to second baseman who throws it over to first for the second out of the inning, but the runners do advance. So Coy's on third, Juarez is on second, and Santos is going to step up to the plate to bat.
Second and third, two outs for Santos.
Keevan has struck out once, and he's been walked twice. Gets that one, hits it to first base. It gets past the first baseman's leg, and the second baseman stumbles and falls. So it's going to be a single for Keevan, and that single is going to bring in Coy and Juarez. Just a mistake there by the Tigers, and the Bulldogs able to capitalize. That puts the score 18-2 with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's going to send Pena up to bat his fifth time of the game so far. He's 3-for-3. Here's the pitch. Going to be high for a ball. We have been looking at the radar, and there are some storms coming. I think if you're in Ira, the storms you guys have had are about to hit us. Hoping we can get the game done before that gets here. Pena gets it, hits it to center field, and the center fielder is going to come up and catch it for the third out of the inning. So after four, the Iowa Bulldogs are leading the May Tigers 18-2. Thank you. All right, Bulldogs fans. Claxton still pitching for the Bulldogs. I've got him tracked at 6-9. I'm not the official number, but it'll be around there. Dice coming up for the Tigers. He's 0-2 tonight. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. 0-1 count. We are watching the weather. It's looking like those storms have been near y'all are coming towards us. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside ball. So hopefully we can get through this enough to get the game over. Here's pitch from Claxton. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good pitch there from Aiden. Ahead in the count, 1-2. Bulldogs leading 18-2. Here's the pitch. Nice. Chopped at that. Swatting him. The foul fouled it off, but here's the pitch from Claxton. Nice foul. That one off two, so staying alive. But still a 1-2 count. Top of the fifth inning, no outs. Bulldogs leading 18-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One out, two outs away. Bulldogs won the first game, 12-2. And leading this game 18-2. Looking to finish it off here and head to regionals. Here's pitch from Claxton. It's going to be inside against Tester, ball one. Claxton with the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. 1-1 count there. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Claxton gets the signal from Castillo. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So two outs, top of the fifth inning. The run rule should be in play here if the Bulldogs can get to it. Leading 18-2. Here's the pitch from Claxton. It's going to be outside, ball one. Bulldogs leading 18-2, looking for one out to finish off the series. Here's the pitch from Claxton. Hit up to Pena, short. Pena gets it, throws it to first. Coy grabs it. That's going to be out, and the Bulldogs win! Bulldogs finish off the Tigers in five. Going to end the game 18-2, and they're going to keep playing baseball after graduation. So I'm Ben Moore. I'll be with you for the whole journey. We'll head out. I'm not sure where the next game will be. I think it'll be between Naz or Gorman, I believe, or something like that. So stay tuned. Hear that information. I would encourage you to come to the game and root for the boys. Cheer them on. Watch them play. But if you can't do it, I'll be here with you live for the play-by-play. I'm Ben Moore, signing off. Go Bulldogs.